here at 7:34 in the morning, where it's high time for all the news you never knew you needed to know until now. And subbing for Travis T. Hip is his son, Sean Laughlin. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How is everything over at KVMR this morning?
I think everyone wants to find out what's going on in the world and then also what's going on with your father.
Well, let's address the news then. In Afghanistan, 9 dead from 29 strikes in the Afghan-Pakistan border, bringing the total of deaths for the weekend to 19. Militants supposedly killed for the weekend from an al-Qaeda baby cell. Petraeus arrives in Pakistan, his first assignment as CENTCOM leader. Onto the front in Iraq, 3 bombs in Karbala kill 7 and injure 40. On to other news, there's floods. Speaking of rain, floods, 20 dead and 42 missing in the southwest China region, which has spread to Vietnam, where the death rate is up to 54 deaths. So if you think you've got rain bad, it's keeping on raining over in China. A 6.9 earthquake has just hit Alaskan's Aleutian Trench, making it the second biggest disaster to come from Alaska in recent weeks, or recent history, rather. But look on the bright side. Those of you that may still be into surfing, surf may be up, so strap on your thick wetsuits and look for a northern swell. Number 4 issue, Supreme Court today is hearing arguments on whether or not pharmaceuticals can be held liable, and if so, what is the cap? Which is a strange argument. You cannot sue a pharmaceutical company for causing your arm to fall off or anything else of dire need. Watch that one. That'll be an interesting case to be heard. They always put these arguments on a day before the election so that you're distracted by Obama McCain. Speaking of McCain, McCain starts off the day in Florida on a 18-stop marathon on his last push before tomorrow. And Obama wants all volunteers to flee to Pennsylvania, where he leads by 10 points, but wants to close it. Wants to make sure that if he can seal Pennsylvania, it makes it a dire and uphill battle for McCain to pull off whatever he can. They're also looking into a lot of fraud and election shenanigans going on in Pennsylvania, so watch that. If you've got any relatives in Pennsylvania, call them up. Get them out to the polls. Make sure that they're watching everything. Make sure that you fill out your ballots completely. They're looking for any reason to discard ballots. Now, let's see. We have to address the issue of my father. My father, I would like to say, is my hero. This is a man who served his country in the United States Navy. He doesn't bring that up much, but so did his father and his father and his father. In fact, it's a long line of Laughlins that has served proudly in the Navy all the way back to Her Majesty's Royal Navy. My father has reported the news for over 40 years. Reporting news that you don't usually hear. He gives a good side, and he's the last of an old school of generation of journalists. Partly why he's being messed around with so much by the Nevada Police Department and Sheriff's Departments of Lyon and Story County, which has turned into a police state up here. You may remember a year ago my father was arrested for possession of his pharmaceutical marijuana. Well, not 3 weeks before his probation is over, they waited until his crop had come in from his homegrown 14 plants of which he and his ex-wife had grown in our backyard to yield him about 2.5 pounds of high-grade bud, which was not for sale, but solely for the sole use of he and his ex-wife's use for medicinal work. This was my father's first wife. She lives upstairs. She's in her 70s, as is my father. Peaceful people that just want to have an alternative cigarette to cure their ails. And now here we are. My father's in jail for probation violation and should be screened by a judge either today, tomorrow, or the next day. We're trying to put together a legal team as best we can. Any and all advice towards good lawyers is needed at Cabal News. You must remember that my father's been a great impact on this community. His significant other, not the one in mention of upstairs, his first wife, but his main significant other, Lynn Hughes Laughlin, was once the mayor of Silver City, the one who brought funds from the federal government to rebuild the park and the city town hall. They've been more of an impact on this city than anybody else in history on Silver City. lobbied incredible great laws, including the operator's insurance policy that you can now own if you own more than multiple cars. You are now able to insure the driver, not every car. This is a man who has been held up as a great figure. He says, for those of you on the Bible front, this is a man who is pretty much an atheist, but walks the walk on Christianity. He has brought in people that have needed help and housed them well. Now, that is the Christian thing. As Jesus said, look in me, see the least in you. My father has walked that walk. He's been a great man, and he's my hero. Right now, the state of Nevada sees him as a threat, a newsman with an alternative cigarette at 71 years old, and many physical ailments that preclude him from being able to function without this medicine. He's currently in jail now. We're hoping that we can put together a legal defense fund to get him out. But as for now, I will be filling in as Travis T2, a shoot from the hip. Any and all people that think my father was controversial in his stance, take it from me, someone raised in Berkeley, between Berkeley and Silver City, Nevada, and Hanamaui, a devout Hollywood liberal, a card-carrying Screen Actors Guild member, a Chardonnay-sipping, arugula-eating, hot-tub-sitting, BMW-driving Hollywood elitist. And I have got a few things to say, so if you think my father was controversial, wait till you people get a load of me. And that's enough news for now. All foregoing commentaries are solely the responsibility of myself, Cabal News Services, and in no way reflect the owners, sponsors of the KVMR, but are solely the responsibility of Cabal News Services and myself. Have a great day.
Hey, Travis T2, thanks.
Thank you.
For the update and the newscast.